We are learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Memches Amud Beis, and we start from Mishnah Memches Amud Aleph. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. How do you do Nisuch HaMayim? That means every day of the year you have Nisuch HaYayin. It's part of the Minchas Nesachim, the Nisuch HaYayin. On Sukkah, a special thing called Nisuch HaMayim, which for 7 days you do, you pour water on the Mizbeach. How do you do this? Ketzad. Shloichi Yishozov, Machzeka Shloichi Lugim Hoya. They had this jug made out of gold that held 3 lugim of water. They went down to the Shiloyach spring, which was near Yerushalayim. That was near Yerushalayim. They filled it up with water. And Higiyoi, they used to bring it up to Shar HaMayim. Higiyoi le Shar HaMayim, if you want to know where this is, when you're facing the Heichel, Shar HaMayim is on the left side, right near the Mizbeach. They reached the Shar HaMayim. When they reached there with the water, all of a sudden, Taku v'Riyu Taku. They started blowing shofar, big simcha. Ola b'kevesh. The Kohen went up the Kevesh with this cup of water. Upano smoyla, he went straight to the left. Usually when you go up the Medeh, you go to the right. He went straight to the left. To the left corner, which is the corner of Maravas Deroimus, which is the southwestern corner. Shnei sefalim shel kesef hayosham. There were 2 buckets of silver there on that corner. One was for wine and one was for water. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shel Sidhayu. It wasn't made out of silver. It was made out of plaster. But it looked silver. Usually plaster is white. This looked silver. It became dark because of the wine. Therefore, it looked silver. When a coven had a hole in the bottom, it had on the bottom 2 little holes. According to Rashi, it had like a spout with a hole in the spout in the bottom of it. One spout was bigger, one was smaller, so the water and the wine should come out of it at the same time. So you pour the water and the wine into it, and it comes out at the same time. These two pails, echos ma silver pails or pails out of plaster, echos ma echo vasachas. Marovish v'shamayim. The western one was the mayim one, and mizrachai. The eastern one was shel yayin. So it was lined up on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, but it was lined up in a way that the more western side was the Mayim pail, and then behind that, to the east, was the one of Yayin. Let's say you made a mistake. Irisha Mayim Shel Shel Yayin. So Rashi learns means you by mistake poured the water into the wine pail, or Shel Yayin Shel Shel Mayim. That's the Tanakhama. Yudah Imer, Beluga Menasach Kol Shemayna. Rav Yehuda says they used it was a lug of mayim, and they did it all 8 days. So Rav Yehuda is arguing 2 things in the Tanakhama. First of all, Tanakhama said 3 lugim. He says it's 1 lug. And number 2, Tanakhama said it was for 7 days. Rav Yehuda held it was for 8 days. But Menasech Amaloi, when the Menasech is pouring, they tell him, Amaloi, hagba yadcha, pick up your hands and show exactly what you're doing. Shepa machas, nisich echel al gabi rag. One time a tzeduki who didn't believe in the Nisuch HaMayim, and it was his job to do Nisuch HaMayim, so he came there, and he didn't pour it into the pail, he poured it onto his legs. Agavi Raglov, and they caught him, Ragmu Kol Om V'Sergeim, and the whole stoned him with the Esrogim. So they used to tell him, pick up your hand, show exactly what you're doing. K'maseu B'chol, kach maseu B'Shabbos. Nisuch HaMayim, same way it's in the weekday, it's in Shabbos also. Ella, one difference. Shein Mali Erev Shabbos. He used to fill up the water from Erev Shabbos and bring it in for Erev Shabbos. Now, how do they do that? Chavos Shal Zav Shein Mekadeshes Min HaShaluach. They used a Chavos of Zav that was not Mekadeshes from the Shaluach. Why not? Because the halacha is that if you put it into a Kazdut Keli, it becomes Pasul Belina. So if Friday afternoon they got the water and they want to use it tomorrow, it's already Pasul Belina. Went overnight. Anything that was overnight is Pasul Belina. And you can't use that for a carbon. And the Nisuch HaMayim is a form of a carbon. So the halacha is that, so what do they do? They fill it up with a cup, with a pail that's not Mekudeshes. If it's not Mekudeshes, the water doesn't become Kaddish. It doesn't become Kaddish, no psolina. Umunicha b'lishka, and they put it in the lishka till tomorrow, and tomorrow they put it into a keli that's Mekudeshes. Let's say Nishbecha, overnight it spilled out, when it's gal, so it was uncovered. Now the halacha is, in the time of Chazal especially, if something was uncovered, even for a few minutes, there's a chash, what's the problem?
Snake.
Yeah, that if it was uncovered, the word of snake came, even for 10 minutes, there's a problem of gilui. You left it uncovered. And very few people, B'zman HaZeh, makbid on this, But there are some people who don't leave a cup uncovered. Even for a minute, they cover it als gilu. So let's say it was spilled out or it was nisgalsa. Then what do you do now? You don't have water. You can't go. The shluach water is gone. It's not usable. Why is it not usable? So Rashi learns the reason why it's not usable, if it's nisgalsa, is because maybe a snake drank some of it and replaced it with eres, with the venom. And then you don't have a shear for nisach hamayim. That's what Rashi learns. Tais learns a little different. But there's other pshat, we'll see the Gemara about this on Daf Nun. Akaponim, what do? You don't have water. Hayamalim Nakir, you took the water from the kir, which is no lina, because since they had this pulley system, went underground every night into the spring water underground. And why do you have to take from the kir? Yayin v'hamayim magulam psul gavis be'ach. Yayin and mayim magula is pasul gavis be'ach. Like we spoke out, the reason is because missing a shear, according to Rashi. According to the Gemara Maskal, the reason is because it's a hakir of nala pechasecha that's not covetic to give it to legavoya, something that you wouldn't give to your king or to your minister. Al kapanim, or there's a third pshat also. The Rishami says pshat is because it says mashki Yisrael, only some things that are edible to people could you serve in the mizbeach. Since people wouldn't eat it now, drinking it's dangerous. Therefore, it's not kosher for carbon. Al kapanim, that's the mishta of the dinim of nisach hamayim. Zok the Gemara, not a meal. What's the makar for nisach that you blow shofar b'shas nisach hamayim? What's the makar for that? Amrav Eina d'amakra u'sha'afte mayim b'sasan. Sha'afte motion of taking water out, shepping water, drawing water. When you draw water, you do it b'sasan with simcha. You do it with music, with blowing shofar, which is simcha. Now it's b'yishtikl gara to Gemara, which is it must be something apisoid. But let's see the Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Hanu trei mini. There was these two minim, two apikarsim. Chad shmei sasan. One had named sasan. But chad shmei simcha. His name was simcha. Omalei sasan and simcha. So now the minim, they used the psukim. They made a joke out of the psukim. So they made a stick of joke out of the psukim. Omalei sasan and simcha. Sasan tells simcha. I know a different minach. I'm better than you. Tichsiv sasan and simcha yasigu. The pasuk says sasan and simcha yasigu. Which one forms first? Sasan. I'm better than you. Sasan before simcha. Look at the pasuk. Sasan and simcha yasigu. Omer Simcha v'Sasan, no, I know a different Menach. I'm better than you. D'chsev, Simcha v'Sasan la'Yehudim. So it says in the Pasuk, they're the opposite. Simcha v'Sasan la'Yehudim, it's in the Megillah. See, Simcha comes first. Okay, so that was a stalemate. Omer Sasan v'Simcha, Sasan called Simcha. Chad Yema, one day, Shav Kucha, they're going to drop you from Shemayim, v'Shav Yuch Parvanka, and they're going to make you into like a tour guide. D'chsev, ki b'Simcha seitzeyu. That the Klaizer doesn't go out with Simcha. Simcha doesn't show him where to go. Rashi says, Yira hadrochim v'yavma v'rzvayim. He's going to drive the ferry, then show him where to go. He said, one day, they're going to drop him from Shemayim and be a tour guide. That's what you're going to be. Omer Simcha lo sasayin. So Simcha tells back sasayin. Chad yoyim, one day, shavkuch malu boch maya. One day, they're going to drop you from Shemayim and fill you up with the water. The chsev is, after mayim b'sasayin. We are going to draw water with sasayin. Omele ahu mina, the shmei sasayin ravo. The certain Mina, his name was Sasa, and told Ravo, Asidasi, Asidasai, to Tamalu Li Mayim, La Amadasi. One day, they're going to fill me with water, La Amadasi, in my body. He was saying it's a good sack. They're going to, I'm going to be filled with water, I'm going to be a big stuff in Oil Mabba. Amalei, Yev, Xiv, Lis Sasa, and Kagamis, then you're right. Has to Xiv, Bis Sasa, and In Sasa, you know what they're going to do? Mashkedu Gavra, they're going to skin you, take the skin off you. And they're going to make it into like a sack. And fill up with water. That's what they're going to do with you one day. Ad kana gemara. About this gemara, pisoid nisof kana pshat. It can't just be they're making fun of psukim because the gemara is bringing it down. So there is something here. But you see what's first. Sasa and simcha, simcha, sasa and simcha zetzayu. Yeah, so they have to ayin the svar makadosh pshat in this gemara. Zog the gemara vayta. All of a kevesh upon the smell. When they did the Nisach Mayim, they went up the Kevesh and they turned to the left. Tanur Rabbanan. Just to get the picture of the Mizbeach had on its south side had the Kevesh. Now if you walk up and you turn to the right, that's the Mizrachis during this corner. And that's where you start, that's where you started a lot of the Avodas. That's where you did the Oilus Ha'if. That's where you did the first Zrika, first Nesina by Achatos. You went to the right. And really, that's where you're supposed to turn. Tanur Rabbanan, Kol Oilum Mizbeach, Oilum Derechimin. Everyone who comes up the Kevesh always turns to the right. And then he walks around. The Makif Miyard Derech Smoil, and he walks around till the other side, till the left side, and then he comes down the opposite side of the kevesh. Chutz min ha'olah shosh dvarim alalu. Besides for the following three things that he goes up for, there he goes straight to the left. Sha'olim derech smayl v'chayz ma'ekev. He goes up on the left side of the kevesh, and he comes back down the same way. What are the three things? Elohein, nisach ha'mayim, nisach ha'yayim. Both nisach ha'mayim, nisach ha'yayim, which the pails and the holes were on the left side, so they go straight to the left. Va'olos oif k'shel rabos of mizrach. And olos oif really usually brought in the mizrach, which is on the right side, but if it's too full, you don't walk around the whole mizrach, you just go to the left, and that's where you do the olos oif. Now why vasapis? Why taka? But the halacha is, you always turn to your right. So you should turn to your right, go around the homeless bath, go to the next corner. So why do you? What's the reason you go straight to the left? So Rashi explains, the reason is, because when you're holding the water, or holding the wine, or holding the oil safe, if you walk around the homeless bath, it's around 100 amma walk. That's how long the walk is. It's around 25 ammas each side, so it's around walking around 100 ammas. And there's a lot of smoke on the mizbeach. There's a lot of, five marachas, a lot of smoke. And we're scared that the oif will die from all the smoke if you walk around 100 amas, and the wine or the mayim will get ruined from the smoke, and therefore he says, go straight to the left and do your avodah. Don't walk around the whole thing.
What about the ones that do go to the right?
You do it right in the right corner then. You don't walk around.
You just walk around. You're doing it for a reason.
No, the reason would be I was going to the right. This is the reason why not. Now, the reason why you don't do it is because the right side, you do it right in that corner. That's why. What's the problem? The other side you've done in the right corner,
why
that corner. Because you walk back, you always walk to the right. Then you walk around, you don't go back, you don't turn around, you go walk around, the home is back. Then if you're yourself, you're not worried about the smoke. Nothing's going to happen to you from the smoke. But only for the oil side, a little bird can't withstand it, or the wine and the ayin, the wine and the mayim, therefore, you go straight to the left. Then it says, that one of the Yama says that the pails were not made out of silver, it was made out of plaster. But it looked like silver because it got dark. Elshem Ashkir. So Bishlam with the Yayin, the pail of wine, we understand Mashkir. But the Maya, the water, my Mashkir, how did it get dark? Since the Mandiyama says that if you mix it up on mistake, so must have happened sometimes. So Shamayim was in Shkir. So the Mayim one also got a little blackened from the times that you forgot and you put the wine in that one. Therefore, it got a little darkened from that. Then it says, when the kavik came in Beis Chayit, when it says one was a big hole, one was a small hole. So now, why? Because you want to come at the same time. So that sounds like that the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayim were different amounts. We know Nisach HaYayim was definitely three lugim. It says Revi'a Sahin, that was definitely three lugim. The Mayim, if it was three lugim, so it should come at the same time. So why one of the bigger ones smaller? So it must be going to Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mayim was one lug, so he made that hole smaller. That's the Gemara thinks right now. Both three lugim. Both Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim, both three lugim. So that's the Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. Even according to Rabbanon, the both three lugim, you still have to have a bigger hole for the wine. You know why? Because Chamra Samach, wine is thick. It doesn't drip out as fast. Mayim Kolish. Mayim is very thin. It's not so thick. Therefore, it comes out quicker. And how can I mistab? It makes sense also. Because if it was Rabbi Yehuda, it's difference between three lug and one lug, we have to have a much bigger hole for the water, for the wine. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rach of a Katzisla, his lashon is wide and narrow. The Tanya Yehuda, Emesh, Dei Kesvay Yisar Yisham, there were two pails there, Echad Shamayim, Echad Shalyayin. Shalyayin, Pia Racha, the pier was very wide. Shamayim Pia Katsu is very, very narrow. Kadesh Yishtem Kol Vasachas, they both should end at one time. Shema Minah, Itakasi, the loss of Yehuda is Rachav and Katsu. Why? Because there's a difference between three lug and one lug. It's a much bigger difference. And therefore, it makes sense then that it had to be much wider because it was much more. And their three lugim to one lugim have to be much wider. But for us, they're both the same exact shear three lugim. The difference is that the yayin that's thick, you make a little bigger hole, but not so much bigger. And mayim is not as big because mayim is thinner.